You're listening to Not Another Origin Story, the comic book movie podcast. I'm your host, Pogues, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Ben Chapman.
Pogues, it's fantastic to be here. You know, it's not every day that I get to join you on this podcast. It's every
week, once a week,
actually.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Pretty regularly.
Which is better than every day, because that would be rough. And I think we'd be done by now, I think.
It would be rough to talk to me every day? That's a fucked up thing to say on a recording.
It would be rough, you know. It's difficult. I have a dark past, you know. My mother was killed in the Amazon while researching spiders, so... you know, it's rough.
I feel like that would give us a lot to talk about, though.
I know. I bring it up so naturally when it comes up. You know, last time we were having a bite to eat, and you're like, "Hey, do you want to get a sandwich from that deli?" And I was like, "I don't know. That guy at the deli looks like a man who I knew who once was working in the Amazon with my mother right before she died while she was researching spiders that were mutants." And you're like, "What?" And I was like, "No, I was just having a natural."
You were like, "Oh, yeah, I'll take a straw man rack."
How do you know my order?
What don't I know, Ben?
Well, Pogues, I'm wasting no time on this mini episode because everyone knows what we'll be covering. I mean, everyone's talking about Madame Web. You know, there's no doubt about it. This MCU movie. Oh, what's that? Sorry, just I got a note here from the editor. Sorry. Well, a quality movie from the Sony Marvel. Sorry, what's that? Oh, it's very bad. Oh, all right. Well, a trash movie
the
from the forgettable
Venomverse. Right? The stars liked it.
Yeah, but the people in it, sure, they had a fun time. What's that?
Did they watch it, at least? Did they at least see it?
I didn't understand my character, like what I was doing, or enjoy the time I spent on set. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, fantastic.
That seems seems bad.
Dakota Johnson joins the Hugh Grant school of talking about a movie they were in. I don't know if you listened to any of his commentary on being an Oompa Loompa in Wonka, but it was...
Yeah, where he said, I quote, "I didn't like it."
actually, his Trek quote was, "Wearing the CGI rigging was like, quote, a crown of thorns," end quote.
Oh, that's a bold statement to make right there. You have got to... Wow.
Yeah, he said that during the fucking press tour. to quote him directly, "I couldn't have hated the whole thing more."
That is what you want to hear right there. Is
yeah, he went on to describe that he couldn't ever determine what the camera was capturing, what he should be doing, or anything other than the lines he should be saying. But he indicated that it was worth it doing because, quote, "I have a lot of children."
I always love it when an actor's just like, "Nah, I need the money. I have kids. One of my relatives told me to be in it."
No, I mean, I don't. When anyone does like a Garfield 2 feline groovy, I'm just sort of like, you know, yeah, I get it, man. I get it. You just gotta pay for that fancy house.
That's
you gotta catch up on the IRS stuff. I get it.
My favorite story about that is. What is that guy's name? The old British actor who's in like every Josh Nolan movie or Christopher Nolan movie. Michael Caine. He was in Jaws 4, which is an absolutely horrible.
Incredible.
Movie.
He
missed receiving an Oscar because he was filming reshoots for that movie.
Ugh.
After the movie came out and it bombed because it was not good, somebody asked him in an interview like years later, "What did you think of Jaws 4? And he said, "Well, I've never seen it, but I have seen the house it paid for, and it's spectacular."
Yep. All right, man.
That may be the best reply to somebody asking you a question you don't really want to answer.
Now, I have a fun factoid about this film, Pogues. I received a text from my mother just a day ago. And one hopes not to receive texts about Madame Web.
I think
this one was worth it.
the fact that your mother sent you a text about Madame Web makes me think you need to come home and see your mother more often.
My mom texted me. So here's an interesting fact. Your cousin's son has been getting some acting parts, notably a small part in Marvel's Madame Web. Sorry, Mom. Sony's Marvel's Madame Web.
She dressed it up a little. She knew what she was telling me.
Just this in. Yeah, so a relative of mine is in this film, a child actor, and I had no idea until well after it was released in theaters. Hold on, real quick here. Was Madame Web in theaters? since it was released in theaters, he's got a small role in it, and good for him. I can't wait to see the house this pays for.
Yeah. I hope he got a house, Ben. I cannot tell you enough. I hope he got a house.
I have been fascinated by this movie since Pogues and I watched the trailer, and I think talked about it on a previous stream.
Yeah, we talked about it definitely on one of them.
A previous recording. It is absolute insanity in the trailer alone, where they often dress it up enough and cut together the movie's best of moments. I still to this day don't totally know what time period this is taking place in, because it appears to be both 1960s, 2024, and also, like, I don't know, the 90s? I can't tell. There's a young Ben Parker. People are in old diners. There's a guy playing a PSP on a train that looks like it's from the 1970s. I don't understand what's happening. I don't know where it's set. I can't tell. It doesn't look like New York. It's just deeply, deeply confusing. So, I'm excited to watch this. I've heard nothing but,
I've heard nothing but great things. There's also, if you watch the Academy Awards, there was a great bit where John Mulaney quoted the... He was with my father in the Amazon just before
she died. The infamous line reading.
And no one in the audience gets it because no one has fucking seen the movie. Like, four people laugh because nobody, even in Hollywood, no one saw the movie.
Me and four people laughed at that joke. No, I think this is a fascinating one, and I'm really excited to get around to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see sort of how this goes.
And props to another interest in the Sharpless movie universe. For those unaware, one of the writers of this is a man with the curious name Burke Sharpless, who's been around to deliver us Dracula Untold, The Last Witch Hunter, Gods of Egypt, Power Rangers, and Morbius.
Can you believe the guy who wrote Morbius was then Sony was like, you got any other ideas? Like, it's just like, oh, we should do insane. A rewrite. They were like, get that guy back in here. He nailed it earlier.
Because there's plenty of Marvel movies that didn't do the same numbers. Didn't do the numbers they were hoping. There's our Sony Marvel movies that didn't do the numbers they were hoping. But Morbius became synonymous with failure as soon as it came out. Yet in some insane universe, It's creative entities are still like, yeah, give us another shot. We got this. I'm excited to watch it. I have the highest expectations for this film.
Do you?
I do.
Do you really?
I do indeed. This is this is a vehicle. So come back around. If you have the ability to see the future and the various threads of the twists of fate, please contact us and let us know if we should not watch this movie.
I don't think she can see that far in the future.